Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall.
Welcome back. Good morning, Richard.
It's going to be so hard to do this.
It is. I think this is the first podcast that we've done where I didn't have my bow tie on and wasn't dressed.
Good morning, folks. This is Bernie. I'm Richard. Dr. Richard. Dr. Bernie. Dr. Bernie without a bow tie.
Yeah.
This is what he looks like. When I see him in the morning, this is what he looks like.
Either this or one of my plain white tees.
It has something to do with spring.
It does. Well, today we snuck into the office early this morning. We're actually going to post this on the day that we're recording. So we ran into the office just to do, because we weren't going to record a podcast for this morning. But we're creatures of habit. And I really didn't want to mess the numbering system up for the podcast.
So we're here doing other things. And we finally said, oh, let's just do it.
Let's go ahead and do it.
So we're not dressed for the occasion.
Yes.
Here we are.
But it's okay, because we're talking about, we're gonna use today as our opportunity to, sort of do our catch up on our New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm. And, it's springtime. It's the day before Easter. And
it
so
is.
we're going to talk about a little bit about all that stuff.
Right.
Just in a short, quick, nice podcast this morning. So here we are. Good morning.
In all of our springtime glory.
That's right. Yeah. Representing our teams and everything.
This patch here, that's at Chelsea. It's a football club.
It is.
What we call soccer. It's a football club in England. Bernie mm-hmm. has a certain partiality.
I like him.
He's what they call a fan, from the word fanatic.
Well, I don't know about all that.
You're a Chelsea fanatic.
I like Chelsea. Okay. So, but that's not what we're talking about today. What we're talking about is this time of year.
That's right.
You know, it is the day before Easter, and less than a week ago, we had the spring equinox.
That's right.
We have this whole time of year is all about welcoming in the spring, welcoming back, the rebirth, the return, the resurrection, and here we go, new life again.
You're a Florida native, aren't you?
I am.
Okay, so you've never been through a winter and enter a spring, have you?
No.
Oh, so you don't fully appreciate this tradition. These traditions, many of them come out of the Northern Hemisphere.
Sure.
Where you have these four distinct seasons.
Right.
And in winter, everything does die.
Yeah.
That's why we don't have a lot of bugs up. I mean, mm-hmm. we don't have bugs in the north like you do in the south, because mm-hmm. they never die down here.
Right.
They just keep breeding.
Okay? Right.
Up north, everything dies. The trees, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have this sudden rebirth.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a monumental occasion. I mean, it really is a huge difference. And I realize that we have some semblance of seasons in mm-hmm. Florida. You know, the trees will change and stuff,
right.
but essentially it looks the same all the time here.
Right.
Okay. So these traditions come out of the northern climates, where you
right.
have a snow, cold, frosty winter, mm-hmm. where everything seems to die.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have this rebirth in the spring.
Right.
Okay. So there are these traditions attached to it, some religious, some cultural, some agricultural.
Right.
But you have these traditions that developed over this this occurrence of rebirth.
Right. And what we have here is we have what we call winter.
Pollen season.
There's a couple of cold days. And then, and then the pollen hits.
Right.
And that's when spring comes.
That's when you know it's spring here.
Yeah.
It's not because the crocus or the daffodils bloom. It's because pollen erupts all over the south.
Yeah, you get a load of oak pollen and stuff. So, yep, here we go.
And it starts to get warm.
Uh-huh.
Or warmer.
Hot.
Right. Hotter. It starts to get hot. And that's the other thing. It goes from warm to hot. Instead of cold to warm, it goes from warm to hot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you're right. This rebirth, this return to life.
Mm-hmm.
And what better time to talk about, renewing our resolutions, right. our goals for the year. I'm always, I've always been struck with, you know, like New Year's Day.
Right.
We identify that as the start of the calendar, the start of the new year.
Our year.
Mm-hmm. But there are other calendars that don't recognize January 1st as the new year.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, when we're talking about this time of year with the return of spring, you know, this is certainly another way to look at the start of a new year, the start of a new season for, again, rebirth and getting things started again. So
that's right. As we were looking forward to Easter, we were thinking, how does this fit in? What do we do about Easter? It is obviously a religious holiday for two traditions, the Jewish tradition and the Christian tradition. But it's also a time of growth and rebirth and planting and getting ready for this next season.
Yeah.
And so we looked at Easter as a time of rebirth. And of course, the resurrection itself is a rebirth, you know, in the surest sense of the word, it's a time of rebirth.
Right.
So what does that mean to us?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so for us, you know, we can, again, talk about, you know, re-examining who we are, what we're doing, our goals for the year. Look back at those resolutions that we made in early January or the end of December, and figure out how we can either continue on the path of achieving those goals, or if we need to reset them or we need to revise them to better suit what we're trying to accomplish.
That's right. It's a perfect time to reset.
Right.
Hit the reset button. Mm-hmm. You may have lost your enthusiasm. You were filled with enthusiasm at the beginning of the year, January, end of December, early January. We're filled with renewed enthusiasm for what we're going to do to our diet or our bodies or our work schedule or our family. So we make all these resolutions. And then for most of us, 75 or 80% of us, the enthusiasm wanes and we get off track and we go back to our habits,
exactly.
Good or bad, we go back to our habits. And so spring hits and it's a perfect time, you know, Easter is a perfect time to rejuvenate, to renew those resolutions that we made in January.
Yeah.
Perfect time to do it.
Absolutely. So you know, the winter is an easy time, and especially, you know, we were joking about the weather down here, but you know, as a Florida native, when the temperature drops into the 50s, that it's cold here, and you know, because, and I don't know that if this happens in other places, but you know, it can be 80 degrees during the day, and then that night it will, and I think it does this in the desert, but it can be 80 degrees during the day, and then that night it drop down to the 50s or 40s, and then it remain in the 50s and 40s throughout the rest of the next day.
Right.
And then the next day it's back to the 80s again. Mm-hmm. And it's really easy, you know, if one of your goals was to get out and walk or to exercise more regularly, it's really easy to stop that when you have that sudden change in the temperature. Right. And it's not, you know, not just temperature. You know, we are getting into the season where, you know, it's bright and clear and sunshiny, and then 5 minutes later there's a thunderstorm, and that happened a couple of days ago as well.
Right.
So
that's right, we had one the other
day. So there's a lot of ways in which the weather and the just the patterns that have happened over the last couple of months could have stopped you from doing the exercise and getting out and doing the, you know, things that you want to do to reach those goals of being healthier and living a healthier lifestyle. So with spring, hopefully, this will bring some more, at least more consistent weather, even though it will be warmer or hotter, depending on how you want to think about it. You can plan accordingly. It's not, it's much more unlikely that you're going to wake up tomorrow morning and it be 40 degrees.
Here.
Other places.
Right.
I'm sure
that
will
in fact
happen.
The nation's Washington D.C. is having a cold snap, and they're worried because this is cherry blossom time.
Yeah.
And they don't want the blossoms to be destroyed by the cold weather, but apparently it's gotten very cold in Washington D.C.
Yeah. You know,
unseasonably cold.
Right. So spring is that time where now the weather is hopefully in your areas getting better, so that you can it could be a little bit more predictable and a little bit more amenable to getting out and exercising and walking around.
Right. So from our perspective, this is a perfect time to renew those resolutions, okay? Yeah. But there are a lot of other things that we do.
Yeah.
This whole spring, you know, we've learned a lot about spring traditions around the world as a result of this too, so.
Yeah, well, and I think that we have some of those spring traditions that are sort of incorporated in our culture that we really don't think about as being something a little bit broader, like spring cleaning.
That's right. Didn't know about spring cleaning until this.
Yeah.
Why do people spring clean?
Yeah.
Why spring cleaning?
And so, you know, when I was growing up, we always talked about spring cleaning.
Did you? Now, in the South?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We always talked, well, at least in my family, we did.
That's interesting.
My mom always talked about spring cleaning. Now, she talked about spring cleaning. It was just an excuse to really do a deep cleaning again, because my mom prefers a very clean house, and so she you know, my mom.
We've learned that, yes. Right.
And you know, Thursdays was always our cleaning the house day, but when it was spring cleaning, it became Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday that we cleaned the house.
I can imagine, so, and that was you had no choice, right?
There was no choice.
You know, the spring cleaning, because in the North, again, I grew up in the North, you burn. Fire. In the old days, I mean, when I was very, very young, we had coal.
You said in the old days. I didn't even get to have to say it that time.
So we had coal furnaces. Well, coal was sort of a dirty fuel, you know. And so you would get, the house would get a little bit dirtier in the wintertime because you had this coal dust that was, coal was delivered and you burned it. And you had to get rid of the cinders and... and so houses sort of got dirtier. You were dragging snow into the house and mud and stuff. And so this dirt, sort of winter dirt, would accumulate. And it really was, when the good weather came again, you really wanted to clean out all that winter dirt, you know, that you had brought into the house all year, you know. And so spring cleaning became an important tradition there.
Right. Yeah, and you have the, and I will assume that you guys did the same thing. You have the sort of, this is the first time when you open all the windows and you let that, the fresh spring air blow through.
Clean
and
out that.
Kind of relieves the stagnant air or the winter air that, that kind of gets trapped within the house from, you know, even down here using, or in more modern days, using the electric heaters and, you know, things like that.
Well, you don't run your air conditioners in the wintertime as much either.
Right.
And so you don't clean the air.
Right.
You know, it kind of accumulates.
It's a filter.
Right.
Through. So, you know, opening the windows and having the fresh spring air run through, you know, it, you know, you can think about that, you know, literally, but also figuratively, you know, allowing yourself to sort of have that fresh air go through to renew and rejuvenate. And the article that, one of the articles that we connected to this podcast is one on, you know, capturing the springtime optimism.
Right.
You know, to me, when I think about spring air and you know, that rebirth and all that we've been talking about, I think about optimism because you're looking forward to what's to come. You know, a lot of farmers would be, you know, planting and getting the new crops ready. And so it's all that optimism of looking forward to, you know, what's to come and what the new year's going to bring.
Right. And, you know, the word Easter itself, you know, I didn't know this. It comes from a pagan word.
Right.
I don't know how it's pronounced. Estre. It's
E-O-S-T-R-E.
It's an old Anglo-Saxon word that means spring. And that we derive our word Easter from that word, the pagan word for spring, or the goddess of dawn. Both the words were used interchangeably, but... even our word Easter comes from that notion of spring and dawn and the new rebirth.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So we want to take this opportunity, you know, as we have the new year or the new spring season coming and the rebirth, as we, we're going to do different celebrations and we're going to have different. Rituals, for lack of a better word, you know, in the Christian tradition, we're going to hunt Easter eggs tomorrow.
What about eggs?
Yeah, tell me about eggs.
Eggs. I didn't know about this. The egg motif. You know, I thought, why eggs? rebirth, right?
Right.
I mean, this is new life coming out. But the egg motif, again, traces back. And did you... Well, let me do eggs first. It's part of that ritual of rebirth, and there are some other things attached to it, but it's like this new beginning. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's the egg. Have you ever heard of Pancake Day?
No. This is the first time I've ever heard of that.
I have never heard of Pancake Day. And I didn't know there's an app, Pancakeria, that one of my little buddies was showing me the other day. There's this pancake shop and you can do all this stuff. And she was having a ball. I was trying to get her attention, but she was making pancakes with her Pancakeria app. But Pancake Day was, you talked about the winter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Up north. Especially before reliable refrigeration,
mm-hmm.
people had cellars where they kept everything.
Right.
Okay. Well, over the course of the winter, things would start to go bad, even though the cellars were cold. But certainly when it got warm, they had to get rid of things like milk and lard and butter and all that stuff. So at the end of winter, as spring was beginning, they would take all these materials that were just about to go bad, and they would make large pots of batter, pancake batter, okay? And so there was Pancake Day was the time to make these pancakes, you know, to use up that food,
right.
because apples would be stored,
right?
You know, and then everything starts to go bad eventually as it oxidizes. And but I had never heard of the tradition of Pancake Day, but I understand because you're using up all the stuff that had been stored all winter.
Right.
Get ready for the new stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a lot of the, we're going to make it more, sort of symbolic, you know, all of the energy that you've been storing up and all of the optimism and motivation and drive that you've been storing up and sort of holding in for, again, achieving those goals that you wanted to achieve for the year. And this is a great time to clean out that cellar and get those things going.
That's right. Clean out all that stuff. Get going again on your resolutions. You know, recollect what got you here and get moving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Another one of the articles that we posted with this podcast comes from Psychology Today, and it's some different rituals, different things that you can do in spirit of springtime.
Right.
And, you know, of course, it's, you know, decluttering your space and decluttering yourself, your mind and your emotional self.
Right.
But also, you know, start a practice. Start doing something new. Start a new habit. This would be a great time to do that.
Right, which goes back to your resolutions.
Right.
Okay, restart. It's a good time to restart. Don't be discouraged that you didn't do it, because most don't.
Mm-hmm.
But here you have an opportunity to start fresh.
Yeah.
Okay, start again. What did we say? The best time to do something was last year.
Yeah.
The second best time is today.
Right.
You know, today's the day.
Yeah. So. Starting a new habit, trying something new.
Right.
Try something you've never done before. I was talking with a guy the other day, and you know he struggles with some depression and stuff. But one of the things that he enjoys doing is doing something new, something that he's never done before. And I was like, man, that is fantastic.
Right.
We definitely have to, you know, sort of harness that and figure out how to use that to overcome some of those depressive symptoms.
Because that's right.
You know, we have this phenomenon called seasonal affective disorder. So the winter for a lot of people brings depressive symptoms, brings feelings of being down and the absence of energy, the absence of motivation and drive. So with the sun, longer days and things like that, this is a great time to start some new habits, starting some new activities, trying something that you've never done before. With some of that new energy.
Because as we've said many, many times on our podcast and in our writings, in our workshops, when you start to get depressed is the time you have to start moving. You have to take charge and get going again. The worst thing to do is to sit and do nothing. And so this is a good time to do that too.
Yeah, yeah. So start something new. Another thing that's mentioned in this article is to get outside.
Right.
And take a trip, go somewhere,
right.
You know, do something. Here in Florida, and I'm sure that this is true everywhere else, you know, there are loads of things that you can do within a drive time. Just you know, a day trip. You know, there's a whole book that's published here called Florida Day Trips,
right.
And just you know, someplace that you can go, just you know, a short drive away, you go and do something outside, see something, experience something that you maybe haven't done before,
right.
that you've done before that you really enjoyed.
Do it again.
Get out and do it.
Do it again. Florida on a Tankful. There's another program
That's right.
called Florida on
That's
a Tankful. Right. And it's really interesting because you don't realize all the things that are just in a 50-mile radius
right.
of where you live. And that's true for almost anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many things you can do even with just within a 50-mile radius. Okay. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And the last,
and last right.
habit, the last ritual that's mentioned here in this article is just to simplify your life.
Right.
You know, take some time to slow down. Mm-hmm. She refers to it as downshifting.
Right.
You know, just to kind of
you don't know about downshifting.
Pull back. Why?
Because that was before your time.
What do you mean?
You don't know.
Manual shifts. I don't have a downshift.
You can probably only drive an automatic.
My car sitting outside right now is a stick shift. You see this? He doesn't know me. He thinks he knows me, but you don't know me. So, but simplify your life. Make, you know, take out some of those things that are cluttering, that are weighing you down, and focus on
That's
the things
right.
that you have to do. Focus on the things that are the musts, mm-hmm. things that you don't have any choice. And let some of those other things go. You don't have to deal with some of those other things.
Spring clean your brain.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Get rid of all that clutter that's been accumulating. Get back to your resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
Do some new things. You know, start fresh, but clean it out. Clean out the clutter.
Absolutely.
Right, wherever it exists.
Absolutely. So, mm-hmm. all right.
I'm going to do some of that this weekend. I'm going to clean out some clutter in my head.
That's right. Get the poisons out. Get all that stuff
cobwebs
out.
Cobwebs up there.
Yes.
Don't say anything about old.
I'm not going to say anything.
Okay.
So, all right, that's it?
That's it.
We had to do a podcast today, so.
That shirt, I don't know. He said,
don't.
No, you don't mess with Chelsea. I mean, I've learned over time, you don't mess with Chelsea.
All right, until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and Psych Ridge podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We would be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning. Thank you.